This is Twit.
At Quartz Fest, this was the best part. You'd be walking around and look down and find actual pieces of clear quartz on the desert floor. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into Quartz Fest. This is the 23rd annual. We scored over 1,000 attendees on the desert floor. You can see our rigs way in the background. And you could get to Quartz Fest either from the main road via back trails. Here we are on one of the little skidoos zooming along and, of course, tuned into the UHF link to Quartz Fest. Or you could take your small rig and drive down the nice, almost paved road. And it rained and rained before we got there, delayed the tent setup. But as you can see, it wasn't mud, just dry sand. Campers, we had all sorts of campers. Again, 1,000-plus attendees, hundreds of RV rigs, but the campers came out in storm, and they pitched their tents. They put up their Arden mesh networks. They had their solar panels out. They were rolling. And good thing everything was tacked down, because Monday, Tuesday, the wind came in about 40 miles an hour. And as you can see, everything had a little lean to it. Well, some of the vehicles were a little bit larger than other. And this kid comes up and comes out there. And, well, you know who he is. He had the shirt, Ham Radio. It's a contact sport. But it was also the weekend of the VHF-UHF contact. And Gary, seen on the left, a little off my photo here, but that's Gary on the left, and that's Ray Novak on the right. But, you know, Ray, what a good guy. He wasn't there to push ICOM. He was there just to push having fun on the VHF-UHF contact. In fact, Gary was sworn to secrecy, wouldn't even tell Chris, the Quartz Fest organizer, that Ray Novak with ICOM America was on scene. Good job, Gary. Gary Heston kept everything absolutely under wraps, and you can see by the smile. Ray's rig spouted that big, tall antenna, and that antenna did a fabulous job in getting many new grids, and we were sort of in a rare grid, so VHF and UHF was alive and well, especially with the new 9700 and all the other great rigs that we found inside his cabin. There were others on the air as well with their equipment and their loop antennas, and we made a lot of nice contacts on the VHF-UHF weekend last weekend. And that's the mesh network. And we were very excited to see Don, KE6BXT, show off what the Arden network is all about on microwave. Well, greeting the Quartz Festers were our two Quartz Fest men and women. And we had greeters there at the welcome sign and table. And everything was computerized, as in years in the past, where you would just type in the call sign if you've been there before. And zingo, all of your information came up. And that's all thanks to Tracy Lineker with the great Mountaintop Amateur Radio Association, MTARA. Tracy had about 30 of his members there from the Lake Arrowhead area. And there's Tesla, and Tesla's looking good as well. But thanks so much, Tracy, for all the great computer work on registration. And, of course, the wind system, IRLP at its best, was there. And they had free coffee every morning before the sun came up, so it was a very popular booth. Everybody walking around with their portables, this one little Elecraft, he was doing both voice as well as CW, internal batteries, and he made several good several hundred mile contacts. This was our special event station, and Tom and Gloria Luther, as well as Zargon with a big antenna, helped get W7Q on the air in grand style. And as you can see, we have a piece of quartz holding up one of the ICOM rigs and a blanket on the other. But you know who made the most contacts? The ladies. Yep, they absolutely cleaned our clock, guys. They were out on the air morning morning and afternoons and just did a fabulous job at the W7Q. Now, they had a distance challenge, and that was sponsored by the Arizona DX group. And the distance challenge was like 9,000 miles was the further contact at 100 watts on portable. But the best part of Quartz Fest is just sort of the cantankering and all the fun things going on, and everybody had a great time. Our special event station was run by the BioNO Power Batteries, and BioNO loaned us a 100-amp-hour battery, and this is what it looked like before they put the shell on it, and that's a protection circuit, so if we shorted it or overcharged it or undercharged it, it would behave itself properly and not damage. They even checked it out, and look at this. This is the performance of a lithium iron phosphate BioNO Power battery, and that voltage just held constant, and the rig never complained, and there was a couple days that we didn't even have the solar panel hooked up, and you wouldn't have known it. That's the 100 amp hour on the left-hand side powering all sorts of rigs that we brought in, mostly the ICOM America rigs. And there was the BioNO Power solar charger, and we found out that solar panels out at Quartzsite did a good job, but not great, because it's January, and the sun is still pretty low on the horizon. This is Dave. And Dave did a fabulous job of showing off the Flex Radio. Dave in X6D had his whole set up, and he too agreed that in the wintertime, solar panels that normally put out 5 or 6 amps were just barely doing 2 or 3 amps, and you had to work at it. But nonetheless, we always stayed charged. Dave and Tina Brimmer, they were working with Susie in 6GLF, and we held a W5YI VE session that attracted, how many did we have, Suze? 35 out in the desert floor, and the exams went smooth. We had about 20-plus new technician class operators, a lot of upgrades coming on. Dave and Tina have tested with us all the way from Mexico to Alaska. Wow. That's Captain Neil, W6FOG, and Neil provided a little bit of Moog synthesizer music, and you can see his setup. And that's the neat thing about Quartz Fest. Nobody holds back. They just bring the stuff. They don't worry about the sand. And that's Russ. Russ and his team led the Hootenanny. It was one great Hootenanny at sundown. And that's Roger Dean, and Roger's with Wired Communications, Roger and Kim. And he played this drum, and Roger, I forget what the heck you call it, but it had different tones as he would beat on it, and he was right in time with the Hootenanny. Well, there's Chris, our fearless leader, and Chris did a fabulous job, many times running hundreds of miles to get tables and more canopies and more chairs, because this thing absolutely grew from 600 to 700 people to well over 1,000 in just a couple of years. So she was very busy. This is the ladies' tent, and let me tell you, those ladies had so many things going on that it was just great to see all the ladies having a great time. Antenna Walkabout and the Solar Walkabout, led by fellow hams, always have had a problem that we couldn't hear the presenter or the one whose vehicle we were looking at. So what they did this year was on 146 even, they would transmit, and everybody brought their little handhelds, and everybody could hear easily as long as they remembered to bring their HTs. Ray finally came out from under wraps. And again, I tell you, what a great guy. There was no commercialism at Quartz Fest, certainly not from ICOM America. He was there just having a great time. And as you can tell by Ray's smile, it was nice. And it was shirt sleeve weather. Well, here is our fearless leader, and that's Chris and her new wife, Lynette. So Chris and Lynette, thank you both so much for organizing this. Next year, we're hoping to have even more and more leadership joining them to act as all the runners, because the rest of us, we had a fun time just running around meeting the great people. Well, we had to bail out that afternoon and get up to Southern California because this past weekend, of course, was Winter Field Day, and we visited the Orange County Amateur Radio Club Field Day site. And here it is again, another U.S. Towers, very lightweight crank-up tower. And it was dead of night when we finally got there. We spotted the tent. And we knocked on the tent, Orange County Amateur Radio Club leading this effort. And for Winter Field Day, they were nice and warm on the inside where the rest of the country was down in the teens. Computer logging, great operators from CW to all of the voice modes. Not all of them, the voice mode. And that's Chip Margelli, K7JA. He's got the headset on there and calling CQ on 20 meters, and they racked up a lot of points. So the neat thing about Quartz Fest is just all of the camaraderie of the hams. I wish I had more time to meet all of them, but it was a fun 5, 6, 7, 8 days on the desert floor, and maybe we'll see some of those same hams in a few more weeks for the upcoming Yuma Ham Fest, February 15 and 16, and maybe I'll see some 3,000 miles away weekend after the Super Bowl weekend, and that's the upcoming Orlando Hamcation.